Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, December the 14th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Last night, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100 ended a volatile session with a gain after data indicated the worst of inflation is likely behind us. One of the most keenly watched measure of inflation, the core inflation, which excludes food and energy, rose just 0.2% in November, the smallest monthly advance since August 2021. The better-than-expected consumer price index data was briefly celebrated with a surge in equities, but the indices pared those gains as markets turned their focus to what the latest numbers will mean for the Fed's path for future. While there is consensus that the Fed will raise rates by half a percentage point tonight, investors will also be keenly watching what the Fed chair has to say about the future path. Swap markets are now favoring a quarter point hike as early as Fed's February meeting, reported Bloomberg. Still, some investors are cautious about overstating the latest CPI print. A Bloomberg report again quoted UBS wealth advisor Jason Katz as saying, investors aren't seeing the handwriting on the wall that the Fed is going to stay higher for longer. If they cut rates in the latter part of the next year, that's going to be because they broke things along the way and things are ugly. Again, another message that is coming across clearly is that the stock market rally fails to recognize that corporate earnings are just starting to see the impact of tight monetary policy. And as the full effects of the Fed's aggressive actions this year plays out next year, it seems inevitable that we will see a significant repricing of assets driven by lower earnings forecasts. But for today, our market seems set for gains along with other Asian markets. So let's just take each day as it comes and rejoice the mood today. In other developments, yesterday, BofA put out its strategy report for 2023, where they said they expect the Nifty to trade in a range of 17,000 to 20,000 next year. Their bear case target for Nifty 50 is 17,000. Because valuations are hefty and earnings downgrades are likely, but markets could also reach a bull case target of 20,000 depending on inflows from foreign institutional investors. For the current calendar, they expect the base case to be 19,500. The global brokerage firm sees Nifty trading at 20.7 times basis bottom-up weighted average of 1 year forward earnings of the current Nifty constituents. They also say that MSCI India valuation premium to emerging markets at 98% remains elevated as compared to the long-term average of 45%. But BofA Securities believes that a revival in China's economic growth or policies could shrink this premium. That's because when valuation is higher, the probability of markets delivering an outsized return is lower. A few other interesting points BofA makes. First is, they believe that large caps will outperform the mid caps and small caps in 2023 as investors flock to safety amid volatility. Second, they say in the backdrop of slowing global growth, they see material downgrades to consensus numbers. They see earnings cut for automobile sector at 79%, which is the highest. Other external facing sectors like healthcare will see earnings cut at 19% and information technology at 14%. They also believe the expectations for communication services and discretionary are lofty. On the flows front, even though they maintain that the valuation premium India enjoys over China could shrink in the coming year, when it comes to flows, they believe India and China do not compete for allocation in emerging markets. Rather, they are directionally linked. Foreign portfolio investors' flows into emerging market basket would imply inflows to India also. And then, of course, they also make the point that even on a conservative basis, EPFO, that is the Employee Provident Fund Office, the NPS and SIPs could contribute about $20 billion of flows into Indian equities next year also, which will be a good number to support the markets. A couple of more interesting points. BofA's analysis shows that India recovers faster from recessions than the US. So, between January 2001 to September 2001, India spent only one quarter in recession when the US spent three quarters in recession. Between October 2001 to March 2009, US spent seven quarters in recession and India witnessed only three. During COVID, both spent only 2 quarters in recession, which was the March 2020 quarter and the June 2020 quarter. Plus, the time taken to achieve average pre-recessionary 4-quarter growth rate in terms of real GDP, it took 2 quarters for India in the 2000 to 2001 recession, while it took 8 quarters for the US. Similarly, it took US 4 quarters during the 2007-2008 downturn, while it took 3 quarters for India. Therefore, even the market tends to recover a bit faster in India compared to the US. So, stock market performance in India was way better in the 4 quarters after recession compared to the US. Based on this, BofA says that in 2023 too, India could see a base case upside of 7% even if US markets do not gain. The other interesting point I found was how the positioning of FIIs and the DIIs are quite different. Energy, for instance, is the biggest overweight position for FIIs, while it is the biggest underweight position for domestic institutions. You would expect FIIs to be more bearish about IT, considering they may be more sensitive to the impact of US recession. But no, both foreign investors and domestic institutions are overweight, but foreign institutions are a tad more overweight on IT. Domestic institutions are hugely overweight on financials, while foreign institutions are modestly overweight. And then in discretionaries also, there is a huge difference in weight. The local folks are hugely underweight, but foreign institutions are mildly underweight. BofA's portfolio for the coming year is constructed with overweight in financials, industrials, staples, utilities, metals and cement, with the biggest underweights being IT, discretionary, autos, healthcare and materials. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.